Proclamation number 6687 of 10th of November, 1956. Active in love, signs of God's presence. The inner urge to be active in love is the surest sign that I myself am present to you. 4. Love very impels you, and I myself am love. And I will constantly impel you to be active in love if you allow my presence within you, if you first unite with me in prayer and thereby call me to you. And then you cannot but feel love, for you will be illuminated by my strength of love, you will be constantly urged by me myself to work with love. What a delicious assurance it is for you to know me myself present to you. And therefore you will now also understand that unconditionedness also means being distant from God, that I cannot be where love has grown cold amongst people, and that therefore little hardship is alleviated because people lack this inner urge to be lovingly active. And yet, this activity of love is the purpose of your earthly existence, for it means the transformation of your being or reshaping into what you were in the beginning. Every day of your earthly life is lived in vain which does not bring you one step closer to me through love, for the purpose of earthly life is the approach to me, the complete union with me, which can only take place through love. And anyone who has kindled love within himself, who has kindled it into bright embers, can say with certainty that he has found me, for where love is I myself must be, because I am love. And where I myself am present, it is also possible to speak of the return to me, which is the purpose and aim of earthly life. What bliss could people prepare for themselves already on earth where it is possible for them to completely unite with their God and Creator, their Father of Eternity, through love? You only need to ask me to come to you, to accept you. And truly, this request would not remain unfulfilled, for it is the purpose of life. It is the conscious change of will towards me from whom you once turned away. And as soon as you express this will to me through your prayer, I take hold of you. Your call attracts me and lets me be present to you, because this call also only comes from a loving heart. And if my illumination of love touches your heart because it no longer offers any resistance, your heart will also ignite, and then you will feel inwardly urged to be active in love, for then I myself can be in you and my activity will always be love. And therefore the loving human being will also have inner peace, for it is I myself who smooths all paths, who always stands by your side, who now takes care of you, to whom you can safely hand yourselves over and in whom you can trust that he will guide you safely and unharmed through earthly life. You humans can all ignite the spark of love I have placed in you and let it flare up into a bright flame. And from that moment on you will all feel that I myself am present to you, and then you can also be free from every anxious worry. For then you will have found the Father, and you will also walk the rest of your earthly path by the Father's hand. But no human being can expect to be able to win me myself without prayer and without loving activity, for I keep myself away from those who don't remember me and whose actions only ever betray unkindness, for he is still full of opposition to me, his nature has not yet changed. He is still a follower of my adversary who is devoid of all love. But everyone has the opportunity to recognize me and to change his nature into love, for I myself step into every person's path, although I am not recognized by him, but I do not lack admonitions and warnings, I also illuminate the hearts of those people. To kindle the spark of love in them with my warmth of love. But everyone must also allow the effect of love in his free will. He must give up his resistance against me. Then I will also come to him and will not let up, inwardly stimulating him into loving activity until he completely gives himself to me and I have won him forever. Amen.